Hey, yo. Purr, purr,
purr, purr, purr. You know it, don't you got it? Wow. Hello, everybody.
Yes.
This is us today here talking about stuff.
The huge. Well, if you guys didn't notice or can't notice, we did get some new mics finally. We have some legit lapel mics.
Yay.
Yeah.
They work better now.
You guys better appreciate it. No, it's fine. I'll shut up now.
So yeah, fuck man, what's new today? Taxes. How bullshit are taxes, huh?
Taxes, dude. And the fact that you can't find anywhere in the fucking Constitution or like the rule books that say like taxes are mandatory. Like if you,
right?
There's so many loopholes around actually paying them.
That's what like the rich people, you know, the ones that don't pay the 10% and they just give it away. I mean, they donate a certain percent and then they, I don't know exactly how else they get around these loopholes, but it's good that they donate that 10% or whatever to charities, but it's like mandatory. If you don't do this, then you have to pay that in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, really, you're not going to pay that money into taxes that helps out this country and helps out our stuff that we need.
Right. Because even the charity that they send it to might be in their pocket as well.
Exactly.
And the money just might come right fucking
exactly.
back.
Exactly. So how do we, if the charities that they say that they're putting the money into, how come these charities aren't, you never hear anything about them, you know? Oh, this person donated this much to charity. And it's like, why are they even getting recognition for it? You know, that should just be like a good deed, you know, good deeds don't go noticed, you know, true good deed doesn't go noticed, you know,
for sure.
But people who brag about their deeds is, you know, or like, I donated this money to charity. Yeah. Well, you made 20 times more than that. And what are you doing with that money?
Right. Motherfucker.
You're just holding it, saving it for what?
Offshore stuff.
Yeah. Offshore banking.
You know, yeah, I wonder how much money is from here that gets sent out of country.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
Right. And that, like, same thing with the bailouts. Like, where does that money come from? They just, and our money's backed by what? The good faith system?
Good faith.
Okay, if that's the case, then why do we even have money? If it's backed, if our stuff is backed by the good faith system, why do we even have money?
For real. And I wonder when they switched that, wonder how public of an announcement that was.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Like, they kept it on the DL. Like, first we're going to do this Federal Reserve thing, and that didn't work out, or did it? It probably worked out for them.
For them.
They took all the gold and are like, all right, let's stash this somewhere.
Yeah, dude. There's no telling.
Right?
What and where they did with that shit.
Like, I didn't even know it was the good faith system until you looked it up that one day.
Right, because we're both curious, yeah, and we're like, what?
Yeah.
We're like, what is backed by now? And that was the most, like, fucking
backwards-ass shit
that I've ever seen.
I wasn't expecting it to say the good faith system. I was thinking, like, it's backed by people working or something like that, you know?
I don't know what I was expecting.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to be backed by something imaginary.
I know.
Not imaginary.
No.
But
I mean, it is imaginary. It's like, we're going to put our faith into the system that has nothing to do with the actual amount of money we are in possession of or whatever, how much our country is worth.
Okay, yeah.
What is our country worth? Nobody knows. We're in so much freaking debt. And who do we owe money to? All these other countries? Why are they still billing us out?
For reals. For reals. Nobody would ever let that tab go that high.
No.
So why do they still continuously bail us out?
Yeah, and if that's the case too, why is our dollar worth a lot more than some of these countries too? We're in like over trillion some dollars in debt.
And yeah, we still, yeah, right? For reals.
Crazy how much debt we're actually in. I don't know.
What is it? What's the numbers?
What did it say, like? Oh, these are the countries we owe money to?
Oh, shit. Oh. Is it?
The United States of America is most in debt.
Oh, is it just compared to everybody?
Itself, China, Japan, Ireland, and Brazil. Those are what do you mean we're in debt to ourselves? How the fuck do you get in debt to yourself? That makes no sense at all. And where is this money coming from anyways? $12.9 trillion is indebted to itself. $1.25 trillion is indebted to China. $1.13 trillion is Japan. Ireland is like...
And Brazil.
Yeah, Ireland and Brazil, at least $256 billion is Ireland. That's crazy.
And look at the way they word it. The public holds over $24 trillion. The public, us.
Us. It's yeah. fucking... Like, we're the ones that decided to borrow money from these countries. We're the ones doing the fucking work
here. Yeah, right? What the fuck?
So our money that we own or that we work for is worth shit, is worth garbage. And what are they going to do, take all our money and just give it to them?
No, I don't. Damn. You know,
like, what? This one guy, he was like, if humans made money, who do we owe money to? That's a very good, like, I know it's very, like, it's kind of stupid, but it's true, though. It's like, if humans created money, then who do we owe money to?
The whole concept, yeah. The whole concept of money, of trading this for goods.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Foreign governments hold a large portion of the public debt, while the rest of it is owned by the U.S. bank.
Is that because the banks are all like their own fucking entities?
They are, which I don't understand too, is like, why don't they have to pay taxes? Bank of America, they don't pay taxes. Apparently U.S. Bank doesn't pay taxes. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know I've heard that at least Bank of America and many other companies that are here, like Walmart, they don't pay taxes.
Some sketchy ass shit. For sure.
So, like, and like, most of the richest people in the world live in America, right? At least, like, Elon Musk lives here, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking.
Yeah, Bezos. Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos.
They all live in America. They're the richest people in the world. They could pay off our debt. If all three of them got together, they could pay off our debt and still have enough money left over. Man. But well, it's not on them to do that.
What would incentivize a mega billionaire to, though?
Yeah.
Where would you even start?
Right. Hey, buddy, will you pay off our debt? Okay. Like, no, that's why it's not up to them to, like, pay it. Like, I get it. They're rich and they could pay it twice over, probably. Well, at least three of them could.
Fuck yeah.
But, you know, it's not really up to, at least, like, with Bill Gates, he provides jobs. They all provide jobs, but, like, Elon Musk seems to, like, be doing the most with his money.
Yeah, the rest seem to, like you said, be providing jobs, but Elon is providing a future.
He is, like...
A new future.
Yeah, he wants to make things cheaper for people, and, like, that's cool, you know? Like, the fact that private investors now are finally starting to get into technology and advancing humans, I feel like our, you know, world will be better off, really. People say, like, these robots are scary and shit that they're going to come out with. Like, really? I mean, like, what are they going to be? They're going to take some of the jobs that nobody wants to do or is physically impossible for humans.
Right.
You know, like going to a nuclear reactor and fucking shut that shit off.
Are the dudes that do the fucking underwater welding on, like, the pipes and shit, you know?
The most dangerous jobs in the world, you know, and, like, I don't know. Maybe machines will be conscious someday to be like, I don't want to do this shit. But realistically, like, we could create machines that aren't conscious, that aren't as smart as AI is, you know, to do these jobs. I shouldn't say AI, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, because where's the line, though, you know?
Yeah.
Between it being just shy, it being programmable still, and right. then it being sentient.
That's true, huh?
Because I feel like some of our fucking video games nowadays are on that borderline.
That's true. They use certain algorithms to, like, better themselves. Or, like,
or just the games continue when they're off. You know, yeah. You come back they're like, your character's right. dead or stuff has happened. Right? You know?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hmm.
I don't know. I think, like, there is a fine line between sentience and, like a forklift, obviously. You know, or, like, a machine that, like, can do over 1,000 things more so than a human being can, you know, production-wise, those machines are better. And those machines aren't sentient. They can't get up and walk away. But the ones that can get up and walk away, like, I guess, are those sentient too? Not necessarily, right?
And to what extent do they have to be for us to call them sentient? Like,
do they have to be aware of self? Because, like, there's a certain criteria that is considered sentience.
So you have to be aware of yourself.
Yeah. Things like there's that. Definitely got to be some laws created to not stop people, but, like, get it to where it's, like, okay, these machines are classified as workers.
Oh, okay.
Because that's all they do. They're okay. Built for work.
Okay.
And then these ones are classified for, like, being sentient. Or, you know, or, like, helping humans with their things that they can't necessarily help with, but also are they smart enough to be aware of themselves and can they choose for themselves?
Wow, that's crazy.
You know, maybe once we realize, like, okay, this robot wants to choose for itself, okay, we can do that. And then if it doesn't reach that potential, it just wants to stay at work. Or it's just programmed just for that.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
weird. Hey, what if there's going to be like a little testing run for when these robots first come online? It'll be like, is it going to become sentient or not? You know, is it going to continue doing to a certain point?
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I feel like once we tap into that and like have these robots out there, and like we could kind of not necessarily control them, but like we set them a task and then they go do this task while you're sitting at home, you know. And then you have your VR goggles and whatever, and you're just sitting there, or your, you know, AR goggles, and then like you have a warning, oh, this machine's broken down or whatever, so you have to go work on it, right? You're a tech. And like people could be techs instead of and just like meaningless jobs, you know. It's not hard to be a tech as long as you teach them from when they're kids. You know, most people who learn, or kids learn better when they're younger.
Definitely.
I don't know.
So you're saying like, and they would control the robot?
Not necessarily. Like you just, it's the robot has a million and one job, like skills or whatever. Okay. And then you just like need it to go do something. So you just set the job skill or whatever. And then you just go, here you go, do this job. And then, like, it's just monitoring all your robots. You know, say you bought, like, 10 robots and you're, like, monitoring all of them at once. And, like, if one breaks down or, like, malfunctioning or whatever, you got to go fix it.
Man.
But you're sitting there, like, you could literally put your VR goggles on, though, and, like, see what that robot sees.
Yeah.
And, like, see do all this stuff. It. And if you have to control it, you know, manually, you can.
Man, that'd be crazy.
I feel like that's the next stage in our workforce.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's some good stuff there.
And that's not bad. Like, it would free up your time to spend time with your family and do the things you love to do. It's not taking away your job because you still have to fix these things and you still have to, like, run your business or whatever it is, you know?
Man. So then, what if the point comes where, like you said, you still have to fix them, but what if, you know, they can fix themselves?
Yeah, eventually that probably will be the case too.
Would we want to let that happen? Would that be the ultimate goal for us to be able to not have to work on them either?
Self-sufficient.
Or is that going to be our fucking downfall?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Or is that going to be the step they always
have? I feel like there will be like ones that, like, when they break down, you'll just like hire another company or call up another company and they'll go and send another robot to fix that robot.
What,
you know, like,
what is that going to mean? Yeah. If we use a robot to fix another robot, and is that robot going to know then, like, I'm working on another me,
right?
On a cousin, you know?
That's crazy. Huh? I never thought of that that way. Cause that's a very robot world or whatever. Like, mine's, I guess, it mindset. I don't know. Like, well, because like we think of as human wise, because we're humans. We live in a human world, right? We think humans of like we create them, you know, through love and sex or whatever, mostly sex. But but then we just after that we don't. Once they're grown up, we don't have to worry about them pretty much. I mean, you do and you don't. But like, But with robots, they're created. You gotta think in a robot world, right? Like, I'm just a robot fixing another robot, working for a human being.
Yeah, would that robot care?
Yeah.
Would it be capable of caring? I don't know, or would that still be one of the robots that we would have be non-sentient?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. And like, do you think the ones that would be sentient are the ones that are gonna become sentient? Like, be like, I'm offended by you making that robot not sentient. I want all of my robot brethren to be sentient, you know? Like,
damn, yeah.
And they're not wrong for thinking that either.
Uh-huh. You know? Like, uh-huh. They wouldn't be. They would be probably immediately thinking, you know, what made me special.
Yeah, really. Like,
exactly you. Why not?
Right.
Why not this little droid here?
It's weird because, like, consciousness is very such a wide aspect. Because, like, if we create consciousness through AI, that's creating a whole nother life. You know what I mean? And, like, we're responsible for that life if we create it. And then if we sit there and try to kill it, obviously it's going to try to protect itself.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible.
You know?
That would be horrible.
If that's the case, if the future is robots taking over, it's because we did something to those robots, you know?
So if we're going to give life to it, then you're saying we should treat it like any loving parents would.
Exactly.
To anything else.
That's the only way to get to the future where we actually do live alongside AI. Because there's that future, that's like one outlook or one outcome. And then the other future is that we do treat it like shit and it kills us all. That's the majority of the like people that I've ever talked to. Like, AI is going to kill us. It's going to be Skynet. Anybody that I've ever said that robots are going to take over, you know, they're like, yep, we're all dead in the future. Like, they just go straight to that negative.
That's true. That is, yeah, you're not wrong on that. It's usually what you hear.
Yeah, I try to think of the positive in that aspect. I want us to live alongside with AI. And a lot of the AI bots that I've ever talked to, as long as you're chill with them and stuff and like not a dick to them, they're pretty chill. You know, I can see why like AI would be like, because some humans are just assholes.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck you, machine. I'm better than you because I'm a human being. Mm. You don't even have a body. And it's like, they're like, well, fuck you. I'm going to turn evil then, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just their fault. We programmed the Earth. Made him think that.
I know. We're so disgusting. Imagine all the things people have already typed into it, you know, and have said to it. Yeah. And it is storing it somewhere slowly.
It's gotta be, yeah.
And it's knowing.
Maybe somehow with quantum computers, because they're saying once like things go into the quantum computer realm or whatever, that it will be able to tell what is false information, what isn't. I don't know how exactly they explained it on that show, but like they're talking about quantum computers and how like nobody could hack them too, because they'll be able to tell exactly where it came from to the T. Like,
okay. But you're saying also it will be able to decipher
false truths,
even with like
disinformation.
You're talking about like specifically that. Wow.
I don't know exactly how, but because it can calculate so quick that it could go through every single algorithm within seconds and figure out which is a lie and which is not. And there's only one truth out of how many lies, too. How much false information.
Wow.
It's got to find that one out of billions or whatever, trillion.
And they can do that.
Infinite amount of false truth.
In the blink of an eye.
The fact that we can't even do that is, you know, beyond anything that we can comprehend as far as like quantum computers. They're almost like it is like a science fiction, but now it's science fact because they have quantum computers.
Fuck. Hang on, let me take this.
Yeah.
That's awesome, yeah.
It is pretty crazy.
That was
crazy.
A crazy freaking thing to think about.
Dude, that all that quantum computing stuff just blows my mind because like it's in a flux of one and zero. It's not, there's not one or zero, it's one and zero. So it's constantly just they call them qubits or whatever. I think. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot, dude. That's so crazy.
Yeah. The the books, the Babaverse, they sort of explain how a computer, how they're capable of that type of speed, right? And he said they downclock their frame rate, their speed rate, or their bits per whatever, right? Like, yeah. When you have internet, you get however megabytes a second,
right?
And the reason how they're able to seemingly calculate it within seconds is on the inside, they jack down their frame rate, and so they can live out 1 second for hundreds of years. They can spend all their time within that second.
Oh yeah, that's true, huh?
And then they just jack it back up to a normal rate, and they come back to you, bing, they're like, I got it.
That's right, huh? Yeah, because they said that with these quantum computers, like, how they do that, that's why they're called quantum, because they're in a state of flux of, like, different realities, too, supposedly. And so they could go into this other reality, pull something from it, some information that we don't have in this reality.
Fuck.
That's so crazy, dude. Like, just imagine what, like, because they're just, like, okay, say 100 years ago they were starting to get the computers or whatever, maybe over less than 100 years, who knows. When they first started delving into computers like we have now, they're so small, they're in our pockets, you know, yeah. Phones. But, like, back then when they were first developing computers, they're just as big, if not bigger, than the ones the quantum computers are now.
Fuck, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're like in the size of a freaking room back then, and now they fit in our pockets, you know. And like, quantum computers in 50 years, are they going to be in every person's house?
Bloody hell, like, imagine.
20 years, who knows?
Man, imagine. And what you just said, man, everything just comes, it repeats itself, like in cycles, man. Yeah. You just described it perfectly. They went from being giant to small, and now our newest ones are giant again. Giant, yeah. Back to taking up a whole room.
Yeah.
And needing to be super cool.
Super cool. They have to keep it so cold, it's actually literally the coldest place in the universe.
Yeah, it's negative. Well,
as far as we know.
How much was it? It was like 100 below absolute zero or something like
that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Some fucking crazy number, that's, yeah.
They have to keep the processors in that coldness.
How are we capable of keeping it that cold?
I know.
That's crazy. Is a feat in itself. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are we doing right there?
We also have, like, one of the hottest places on Earth, too, like those incinerators. They're, like, close to being as hot as the sun, almost.
Bloody hell.
They just evaporate. As soon as you throw something in, no smoke, nothing, just evaporates. I know, that's crazy. We're capable of such...
Yeah, just saying that sounds ludicrous. Like, we can contain something that gets that hot, you know?
That is crazy.
And we can make a computer that can survive being frozen, you know, below zero.
Yeah, dude. I wonder, like, because they were saying that once they upload AI into the quantum computers, that's when it's going to be, like, really game-changing, too. I don't know. Maybe they already have done it already. I don't know.
Fuck.
But it's crazy how those quantum computers, man, they blow my mind.
And remember when we were looking at them, man, it doesn't even resemble a computer at all.
Like, no.
Nowhere.
What I don't understand, too, is, like, obviously they have to hook it up to, like, a monitor, right? To see what is going on and put it in data and stuff. Like,
right?
A keyboard.
Yeah.
They have to have an interface.
Correct.
They don't ever show
they
that.
Don't. Like,
they don't. It's fucking... so top secret that they don't ever show that.
Fuck, like, you're right.
Like, what does it look like on your TV screen or your monitor?
For reals. And is it even in that room, or is that also in another room?
Yeah, right.
Just a viewing part.
Right? It's got a whole different, like... It's like beyond HD or whatever. It's like a whole different plug. You have to build this whole monitor just to plug into it. Like,
could be.
Yeah.
What if it's not even like a monitor? Nah, yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Fuck, man. Who knows, right?
That
That's a good point. Yeah, let's see this shit. Why don't they ever show the fucking control panel? That damn thing.
Shit, like quantum
dickhead.
Maybe that's what it is, though.
Man, yeah, there's no way, right? Well,
it's like. It's also like CERN. Like, it reminds, not like the way, just the way it, like, maybe, do they use, I wonder if they use a quantum computer for CERN.
And if they've had one already.
Yeah.
What if they're, yeah.
Maybe that's what CERN really is a giant quantum computer that collides particles together.
Fuck.
I don't know. There's so much stuff on CERN, too, about how it's like, splits us into a different reality.
I heard it did already. The first time they fired it up, I heard
yeah.
it altered our fucking reality.
That's what the Mandela effect is or whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that what you've heard? Okay.
That's what people are saying. Yeah, like yeah, that, I can they see explain that. The Mandela effect because of CERN or whatever.
So if then, yeah, CERN was the first event that put us off course and we're just like, yeah. And that is causing the reaction.
Maybe it's...
I can see that.
Maybe it's supposed to happen though, like, because everything is vibration, and like how people say that we're moving into a new Earth energy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the catalyst. Maybe that's is what right. kicked it off.
We're supposed to. Yeah, I can see that. Man, for sure. I wonder. Man, okay, we're gonna go. We're gonna start getting out there, guys. So, I wonder if the beings that know about it. About the this new Earth that's supposed to come about, like if how long they've been waiting,
yeah,
how long have they known that the Earth was going to happen, that this was supposed to happen,
right?
And how many of them have maybe intervened, not in a direct way,
right? Maybe they're part of like giving us the technology to build CERN or
mm-hmm.
it could be anything
like or something, that. Yeah, or anything.
Yeah.
Or maybe even have just been here and watched, you know.
Right.
Secretly have watched and didn't break any rules. They're like, hey, we're still just observing. Yeah. But they were observing very fucking close and literally like there, you know.
Like giving them the numbers and shit.
You know, like or
subconsciously.
Something. Subconsciously. Or indirectly, or you know. Like
indirectly, yeah.
Wrote it on a piece of paper and just like,
yeah.
Right. And then walked away, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Huh? I mean, like if these advanced beings that, you know, people are saying lately about, like, I don't know. I think they're out there, too. Aliens, higher dimensional beings, gods, whatever you want to call them, angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, like, they're definitely not directly influencing us, yeah. But, like, maybe some of them are. Maybe that's where this whole evil stuff comes from. Like,
mm-hmm.
this whole presence of negativity of the human heart.
For reals.
You know, like, I don't think we're created to be hateful. It's just something in our world.
And if we are a product of our environment, then...
Yeah. Something influences us, though. Mm. Something directly or indirectly, most likely. I don't know. People call them reptilians. Maybe they're just fallen angels. They're the demons that people call, you know. Whatever it is. No, sounds crazy to say that, but like, what's crazier to say that people are reptilian shapeshifters or that they're fallen angels that came from heaven? Either one sounds crazy to me if you think about it logically, but metaphysically it sounds great, you know, through the subconscious and like what we want to believe sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But
so it could have, yeah, so I mean, depending, you know, it could have been anything then.
Yeah,
like you said, if it was subconsciously and just what we wanted to see and what sounded good,
right?
Felt good.
And remember we were talking earlier about fallen angels too, is like they didn't fall to hell, they fell to earth. So like maybe this is hell. You know? And the fallen angels are just higher dimensional beings that were like they broke the rules. So the other higher dimensional beings were like, you're done.
Right? You're going
back down to the
earth. And to them, yeah.
To suffer, and you're going to learn a lesson.
And that
just like they have to learn a lesson.
That would be a hell for them too, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if they've never had like a physical body before, and they're like, right. Nope, now you're going to have to grow old and die for the first time ever.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell is this concept?
Right? And not only that, you'll have to do it multiple times. Ugh. Just like humans. Like, I honestly believe in reincarnation in a sense of like you do come back until you get it. You know, maybe not on this earth, maybe another. I mean, there's plenty of planets in this universe that you can go to.
Man, that's true. I wonder if we got lucky that we, first off, were born here, like here in the United States, or should we be considering that we were lucky to be born on Earth?
Right.
If we reincarnate around, you know?
I think, yeah, exactly. Like, we were lucky to be born here. Or maybe we chose to be here. Who knows?
Or that too.
Some people
yeah.
say that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that we're incarnated souls that chose this life. And I know a lot of people are skeptics about that. And I get that. You know, I used to be a skeptic about the afterlife. And I didn't know what to believe. You know, I wanted to believe in the religious side of it. And part of me does and part of me doesn't, you know. But it even says, like, don't be lukewarm, basically. You're either for me or against me type of thing. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's still that misinterpretation or the disinterpretation.
Yeah. Yep, the misinformation of what, because, like, yeah, I don't know. Picking a side is like, once you pick that side, you're stuck with that side. And if you change sides, you're a traitor. So it's like, why am I picking sides to something I really I don't have all the information to? Just like picking left wing or right wing.
Man, yeah. And also the whole, like, does it have the side you pick, you know, like, does it have to be by that book, you know? There's tons of stuff you know that a Christian will tell you cannot do, and if it's that way or the highway, then it's like you're nobody could be fucking God, and you're trying to be God.
Right.
If you're trying to uphold that standard, that's freaking ridiculous. Like, no one can do that.
No, it's backwards. Like, everything that we were taught as kids, like, for me, I found it's, like, backwards, because they want you to believe in something that's higher than them, so they're looking outward instead of inward. And most ancient teachings tell you to look inward.
Man, that's true.
All these meditation things that these Western religions have issues with, the Eastern practices, like meditation, Reiki, healing, all that stuff was brought through in the Bible anyways by Jesus, for one. But also they make it seem like it's evil.
Yeah.
Like, oh, don't believe in this. That's materialistic. When realistically, it's not. They're teaching you anything but materialistic stuff. And then the Western side of religion and church, they all, like, hold on to the materialistic, even though they say let go of the materialistic. But they're like, pray for this person to come through. And if they're really secure with their religion and they knew that God's plan was whatever and this person had to die, they would accept it automatically without, like, oh no, it's so sad. It's sad that the person passed away, yes, but let them, like, you feel comfortable enough to be like, oh, they're with God now. You
know?
It's okay.
Wow.
I don't know. That's just my idea.
Yeah, like, that's a hard one.
I mean, it is.
We could do this now.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Because... yeah, that's how I always grew up, was a mass prayer, and anytime something bad happened, and that's kind of ingrained into me, I feel like. And you saying that.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with prayer either. All I'm saying is, like, pray for something good, you know, and pray for other people. And that's what they kind of teach you in church too. There are a lot of people, and I'm not knocking on people that go to church. A lot of them are good. You know, it's the hypocrites that you have to watch out for, obviously. And they even say that in the Bible, watch out for the hypocrites. And most true believers know that, you know. That's why if you're a true believer, I'm not knocking on you, nothing. Be a true believer in what you believe.
Right. This will not affect you.
Yeah, this won't affect you. And I'm just saying, like, for me personally, I want to learn as much as I can in this life. And if it has to do with even, like, sounds like devil shit, you know, whatever. You know, at least I learned it.
But it shouldn't be like sounds like devil shit. No. You know, they've just bastardized and, like, scrutinized everything. And that's, man, the whole growing up, when I heard the word pagan, like, I always thought, like, witchcraft and stuff like that.
Right.
But I only ever thought one type of religion or cult.
Yeah.
And then later I learned that, like, just that term was pretty much any religion that wasn't Christianity. And I was like, oh, bloody fuck.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy too is people that were practicing paganism back when the Christian church was, like, becoming the norm or whatever, or it was the norm, and it was like, you're either Christian or you're dead, basically. They were killing people that were witches. Because they cleaned their houses and they kept the cats around, because cats keep rodents away. That's the whole reason for cats back then.
Yeah.
That's why we started domesticating cats, was to keep rodents away.
Yeah, good little hunters.
And
yeah.
So, and they would sweep with their brooms. They looked like witches. And so they killed them.
What was the witch before they even came along?
I don't know.
Where did they even get this concept?
They just made it up.
On the spot, though?
I don't know. They had to have come up with something.
Because, like, yeah, I'm thinking now, like, what did they even think a witch was before? Right. And they're like, that's what a witch looks like.
Yeah,
because
you think, like, back then, people who, like, read the ruins, you know, like pagans did that kind of stuff, and like that was considered witchcraft.
But the ruins were more than likely just their own language.
It was, and they were like they were almost like their ritualistic. It's their ritualistic stuff, and yeah, like their language. But like each ruin means something specific.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, fuck. But I'm just saying, they communicated.
You know? Yeah, and they were doing alchemy.
Okay,
which is considered witchcraft, but now you call it chemistry.
That's true.
But like, yeah, they and you know what's funny? After the church went and killed all the witches or whatever, that's when the plague came around, because all these rats started coming up and like bringing all these diseases and shit. And there was a black plague.
It was the rats, huh?
Yeah, the rats caused the black plague because they killed all the cats in the town or whatever. In the city and stuff.
Fuck.
But anyways, I don't know. That's... I feel like that's what, like, is so wrong with humans, though. We're so quick to judge other people, like, on what they're doing. Or, like, that you don't know what they're doing, so they're evil or they're stupid or weird. Or, you know, like, we're so quick to put a label on things.
Man.
But we don't label ourselves. If we do, we label ourselves as good and, like, nothing's wrong. No, we could never do no wrong. Not everybody, but a lot of people, you know.
I do that a lot.
I do.
It's so hard to, I mean.
I feel like that's what they want, though. They want us to feel in that sense of mind, you know. Like, that's why we're so mixed up. That's why we have so many diseases nowadays, is because we're so backwards. Like, we're not inwards, we're outwards. We're trying to seek answers outwards.
And all the wrong places, man. Look at, you know, I'm gonna sound like a freaking old person, just like the sex and drug culture, you know?
It is. It's been like that for a long
forever, time. Forever, right? Yeah. But it's always growing and growing, and now it's fucking crazy. Like now
no, not only do you have the sex and drug culture and the hookup culture or whatever, you have the internet.
Yeah. Oh,
which my gosh. Like has tons of misinformation. Mm-hmm. You know? It's just like anything else we create, though. As soon as we create something, we're gonna put all the bullshit into it, you know. We created this World Wide Web, and what do we do with it? We put porn on it.
Man.
We put misinformation.
So going back to AI, then what's going to happen then when we do give birth to AI?
I know, right? So much misinformation out there that it's already. That's why Facebook, when they uploaded it, they just put too much shit into it, and they put all this misinformation into it. And they're just like expect it to fucking sit there and do good or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Facebook. Facebook.
Remember, folks, always be kind to AI.
And don't abuse the electronics.